Good morning and welcome. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, that back feels a lot better than it did yesterday.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I went to the gym, Greg.
The what?
Yeah, even though I was 100%. Well, part of that one machine where as you push back on it with your back and it's weighted, actually helps a lot of times when your back is sore. It's counterintuitive. People want to kind of bend forward and do traction that way.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's not what you want to do. Learn that the hard way from real back people, with real backbone.
Yeah.
So, good morning and welcome. It is 9:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, Hunter, is above the law. The IRS whistleblowers are not happy. They're not happy because Hunter's getting a pardon. And they said, look, this is a sad day for law-abiding taxpayers. And they put themselves out. This was Shapley and Ziegler. They made at least 13 serious allegations against the Biden administration and family when giving congressional testimony last year, including accusations that the DOJ twice prevented U.S. Attorney David Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter. So look, the fix was in. Although Joe Biden tries to claim his son was targeted because, well, he's my son. It was all done for political purposes, but Trump was never targeted by the Department of Justice or the weaponization of any part of the Biden administration, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Joe's got some whoppers now. He's not afraid to tell a tale, is he?
No.
He never tells the same tale twice, generally speaking. And then there's Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, she's such.
Well, she is such a, but this is interesting.
Yeah, she is.
She said, stop calling it a lie. Biden did not intend to pardon Hunter.
Okay.
It was a lie when he said it. It was a lie when he said it because I knew he was going to pardon his son. Now, there's a claim that if this plea agreement would have went through, which basically was a slap on the wrist, it would have been the lightest kind of charges ever agreed upon at cases of that level in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
But the claim is that, you know, he wouldn't pardon him. Well, if any other charges or anything else, related or unrelated, came up, what do you think Joe is going to do? That's why they should have called it a lie from the beginning. Now, first of all, why would you even put him on the spot? Oh, because he's a president. He's got to answer tough questions. Really? Starting and ending when for that guy, for instance? Starting and ending when? Oh, like Obama? What were Obama's hard-hitting questions when they asked him, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
So for Joe Biden, the toughest question was, what flavor ice cream is your favorite? I mean, come on. So why would you even ask him, are you going to pardon your son? And then I can't even try to wonder why he would say, no, I'm not going to pardon my son, when every inkling in every part of my body says, absolutely, I would pardon my son, even if he is a crackhead, prostitute, hanging out, not paying taxes, ne'er-do-well.
And he didn't even just say that he wasn't going to. He went into detail, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to get in front of the law and justice, sir. I mean,
yeah, not going to interfere with the Department of Justice, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So, Whoopi, look. And then she's saying he didn't intend to pardon him. You know, he was pushed to. He was forced to. I just...
Why who? Maybe Jill.
Whoopi said, I would stop calling it a lie. I'm trying to think. Oh, here she said, it's a precedent for all of us to open our eyes because we've elected somebody who was in a similar situation, who didn't have a drug problem, who knew what he was doing, who clearly stood and said, I can do this, and he did it. I think Biden had no intentions of pardoning Hunter, and I think the more the stuff went down, I think he said, well, why am I busting my behind to stay straight and do this when nobody is? Oh,
okay.
That's right. So Trump's a liar. They can never tell us what lie, but he's a liar. And so...
But because he doesn't do drugs, he's guilty.
He's accountable.
Right, because he doesn't do drugs.
Hunter gets a pass because, he has an addiction issue. It's just all... Garbage. Stephen A. Smith. Now, he's a sports guy, but he's been more and more politically active. I know he's been doing more commentating and stuff. And he denounced Joe Biden's decision to pardon his son. On a statement that he put was put out Sunday, Biden announced be pardoning his son, saying that he was unfairly prosecuted, etc. And I believe in the justice system, he said, but I've wrestled with this, etc., etc. Speaking on his show on Monday night, Stephen A. Smith said the president is full of it. Full of it. Now, remember where he comes from. So when you say he's full of it, what you mean to say is he's full of scrapple, right? Now, let's not say that because that's an insult to scrapple. Respectfully of the president of the United States, specifically as it pertains to that statement, you're full of it, Stephen A. Smith said in Stephen A. Smith fashion. I'm going to look right here over the national airwaves and look at the president of the United States, look at him in the face and say, you're full of it. Okay.
White woman.
But everybody's a little late to the game. I said you were full of it when he said it. He was going to that he wasn't going to pardon him. I said it right then. I said, what a liar. Of course he's going to pardon his son. Let's pick on someone with nice hair.
You got a couple good options.
I do. Yeah. One comes to mind. That feller out there from California.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The one that told everybody to lock down while he went to a fancy French restaurant.
Yeah, that was the guy.
Said, nothing to look at here. I'm just getting my laundry done, he said.
Uh-huh.
No. He convened with the state legislature for a special session on Monday. What are they doing? California, you know, they're running a deficit. They've got issues. They've got half the state was burning down. Right? They have their challenges. So what important business did they have to meet on? Oh, they met to Trump-proof the state.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why they met. A special session.
Wow.
Y'all get back to work. We got something coming down the pike. Oh, it must be climate change related, right? Must be those mudslides. Must be those forest fires. Oh, man, we got to get together. What's the emergency, boss? What's the emergency? Trump won the presidency, and we've got to protect California.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not kidding you. As part of what he pushed, part of it, was passing $25 million, especially for use, specifically for use in lawsuits against the incoming administration.
There's a fine use of
taxpayers'
tax
money. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Newsom announced the special session not long after the election, not to deal with pressing problems facing the state, but for the political purpose of leading the so-called resistance to President Donald Trump.
Wow.
Trump responded on True Social saying Newsom was using the term Trump-proof as a way of stopping all the great things that can be done to make California great again. So he turned it right around on him. Very well done. Yep. Trump proof. $25 million. Just in case. You know, there's going to be lawsuits.
You just got to wonder how these people, how the people up in New York, how they just keep getting elected, wasting taxpayer dollars that way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene never shies away from making controversial statements.
No.
Yeah, in your face kind of stuff. But man, I got to tell you, she hit a home run with this next one I'll share with you. It's coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling on 97.3 The Sky. Chili start, fresh and crispy. Love it.
That's why I made chili yesterday, because it's
perfect.
Chili.
Yeah. Oh, chili today, hot tamale. There's your weather forecast and your menu for the day.
Wow,
see
like
how
that.
I did that, Greg?
You are something else.
Yeah, and you are a great team.
Thank you.
You are a great team, and couldn't do it without you, my friend. It is 9:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Cleveland Browns didn't have answers, although they tried What is it? Jameis Winston, man. He was throwing footballs like he was catching crab legs. 32 points, though, wasn't enough. Denver won 41-32. Oh. Cleveland has had their issues for sure. Top story, though, clearly is Hunter is above the law. And I promise I'm not going to say anything else about it for now.
For now.
But I am over.
But you know,
ridiculous.
I was amazed you made no references to Steven Seagal. You talked about that.
You're insulting when you do that to his name.
I know.
It's Steven Putin Seagal. Okay?
Get it right, right?
It's hyphenated now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Say it right.
They are tighter than I thought. That's amazing.
Hey.
I thought he was just a Russian citizen.
They're going to bring peace to the world. You're going to see, man.
Yeah.
It's a spirit of harmony. It's all about Aikido. The way.
Okay.
The way and the spirit of harmony.
I can't wait.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can turn your enemies around and make them friends.
Oh.
Yep.
There we go.
Let's see here. Oh. Speaking of someone who could probably turn a friend around and make them an enemy with her pie holeth, she opened pie hole.
Yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's something else.
Oh, you're going to love it.
She's a firecracker.
It's like there's people throwing down cash. Like, what is she going to say next?
Just what are the odds?
You know? Yeah.
What will it be? Yeah. That's funny.
But really, what a great point she made in her latest little jab. Listen to this.
She jabs more than Mike Tyson in that fight.
Oh, yeah. Much more effectively, too. She lands her jabs. The FBI raided Barron's bedroom, but not Hunter's bedroom.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, think about that.
That's good.
Cash Patel needs to dismantle the FBI and rebuild it. She posted that on social media. She said there are people that need to go to jail. Her criticism comes just after Biden pardoned his criminal son Hunter on Sunday. For years, Biden in the White House lied about his intent to pardon Hunter, and we know all of that. When Green referenced Cash Patel, whom Trump has chosen to be the next FBI director, as he prepares to transition back to the White House following the landslide victory on Election Day, when he defeated Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump said about Cash Patel, he's a brilliant lawyer, investigator, an American first fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. He played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax, standing as an advocate for truth, accountability, and the Constitution. What more could you ask for? What more could you ask for? That's the guy.
There you go.
Trump is already making things happen. Mexico has disbanded. They've kind of neutralized that group of folks that were coming out, what do they call them, caravans? Yeah. Yep, they've sent them to separate towns. They said, here's some paperwork you can file if you want to apply for asylum in the U.S. That's because of Trump. Trudeau in Canada has already made changes with security when it comes to the border because of Trump. Hey. He's not even in office yet. And what else? President-elect Trump said on Monday that he would use a series of tax incentives and tariffs to block Nippon Steel's planned $14 billion purchase of U.S. Steel. I'm totally against the once great and powerful U.S. Steel being bought by a foreign company, in this case, Nippon Steel out of Japan. Through a series of tax incentives and tariffs, we will make U.S. Steel strong and great again, and it will happen fast. As president, I will block this deal from happening. Buyer beware. Now, this is strong because clearly Biden, if he was smart, would have been the guy to do that. He doesn't care now. Obviously, he's what, blessing the rains in Africa? Is that what he's doing now? Yeah, he ran away to Africa. But this is a big union deal. Big union deal. Okay? And you're going to let a foreign entity purchase it? Nope. Before Trump is even sworn in as president, he already said that to Nippon Steel. And guess what? Biden and a powerful U.S. labor union also opposed the takeover. But I don't remember Joe talking in strong language of things that he would do.
Neither does he.
Good point. And $14 billion, That doesn't sound like by today's standards.
No, it does not sound like
a huge steel manufacturing facility that services the automotive industry, just to name one.
No.
And $14 billion for the purchase of the entire thing? That in itself doesn't seem quite right, does it? And I heard they were going to throw in the Pittsburgh Steelers, too.
Oh, well, now. Oh, never mind.
Just kidding, Steelers fans. Chillax, will you? It's 9:28, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it's a happy day. It's upbeat music. No, it's doom and gloom and death and...
I mean, it is Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's true.
So there's that.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm going to get to you in a second, Greg. But first, your top story. Hunter is above the law. That's the whole story, not just the headline.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And that is the end of that. All right. Some behind the scenes. Greg is a car geek.
Yes.
Shares of world's number four car maker tumble after CEO's abrupt resignation. You sniffed this one out, Greg, and you deserve some kudos.
Oh,
you
yeah.
said Stellantis is having trouble, and their troubles aren't over yet. Did you know the CEO is calling it quits?
Oh, yeah. He's on over the weekend. He's
Carlos Tavares.
He's an idiot. Yeah,
you know what he said to the competition? Squish you like a cockroach.
Could have been.
Maybe not.
He's really been pushing this whole EV thing around the world, all the green stuff, and yeah, it's just...
Oh.
Which I know, you got to deal... You're dealing with Europe, which is where most of the car companies are that he deals with, and that is a problem because they've been all on board on all this green garbage, and unfortunately, that affects cars here because it comes from...
Is that going to make our Jeeps worth less?
Getting rid of him, I hope, will help because the folks at Chrysler are seeing the tide turn where the EPA is maybe not going to be quite as stringent as they have been. And so even like that new EV Charger, apparently behind the scenes, they've been working on a new Hemi, maybe even a supercharged Hemi for that car.
Hoping
that this would happen.
Hey, boy, you get yourself one of them electric chargers while I get myself a supercharger.
Ooh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's because Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep have been, they're.
What about fix it again, Tony?
Hey, you know, hey. Nobody wants to buy the EVs though.
It's a Fiat, huh?
Fix it again.
What about Peugeot?
Yeah,
I got me a Peugeot, man. What you got? Yeah, I got a Peugeot. What you got?
Renault.
Good one. We're
sticking with the French companies. There you go.
I didn't know that was all under the Stellantis.
Everybody is under Stellantis.
Wow.
Pretty much. If you're not. General Motors or Ford or BMW or Mercedes, you're probably under the Stellantis banner somewhere.
Do you think they'll spin any of it off, like Jeep, for instance?
I hope they do. I mean, even the great-grandson of Mr. Chrysler tried to get a hold of Dodge Chrysler, get it back. They resisted that. It looked like they were talking to the Chinese, and then Donald Trump's like, hey, no Chinese. And so then they acted like, oh, no, we weren't really we weren't talking about selling anything to the Chinese. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting because right now the Dodge Chrysler Jeep dealers are hurting. So.
Well, yeah, and their stock's down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, Milan, anyway, down, 6.3%.
But getting rid of him will probably help things.
Apparently, Stellantis, according to this article, is struggling to get rid of overcapacity and bloated inventory in its key North American market.
Yep.
A time when global demand remains sluggish and competition from Chinese rivals, especially in electric vehicles, is intensifying. But the overcapacity and bloated inventory, then shouldn't we be seeing maybe discounts on some of those vehicles?
There are discounts. At the same time, they are laying off workers right and left by the thousands. And you go across the lots, man, with a few exceptions, you can't touch anything for $30,000. You're more likely to be in the 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 plus categories these days.
I saw an ad for some really cool vehicles that I know are not not cheap, you know. These are big, you know, SUV things that, you know, can do different things with all four wheels.
Yes.
And I think you get the idea.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not, if you're paying half attention and you see the bottom of the screen, there was like a 13, a 15, a 17,000. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way they're that cheap.
Oh, no.
And I realized that 13, 15, and 17,000, that's how much they were discounting them. I paid $10,000 for my little Dodge Ram back in the day that was actually made, I guess, by Mitsubishi then.
Right.
And, yeah, I think I paid $10,000 brand new out the door, literally out the door.
Yep. And now
$10,000.
You're looking for a big discount.
Now I'd love to get a truck where I could get a $17,000 discount.
And it still probably costs more than your first house.
Yeah, my first house was like $60,000,
$61,000. Yeah. See, I was there.
Things ain't getting no cheaper, as they say.
Mm-mm.
All right. Former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Ronald Vitiello says that President-elect Donald Trump's plans for mass deportation will dismantle the Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua, which has flourished in the U.S., under Biden and Harris and their border policies. In the case of that gang specifically, they can be dismantled quickly and definitively because their presence in the U.S., although dangerous, has just begun. He served in the first Trump administration. He said that the gang members are particularly vulnerable to removal and deportation, and so the U.S. could end their lawlessness as quickly as it began. Wouldn't that be great? But you know what's sticking in the way of that occurring? Sanctuary cities and states.
They're trying.
And apparently, a lot of them, well, they know. They arrested two of the members that were absolutely in Colorado, you know, taking over those condos.
Uh-huh.
That first, you know, the lefty news cycle was like, no, it's not. Yeah, it's not really. It's an isolated incident. And then finally, the news broke. It's like, no. They literally have taken over some apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. So some of these same guys, I mean, not the same gang,
same people
were arrested recently in New York. In New York. And remember, that's sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
That is sanctuary. And they avowed they're gonna fight. But all of a sudden, Governor Hochul, she did an about-face. She did a 180. Now she's saying that she will help with deportation of criminals that are so-called migrants. Yeah, and that happened just a couple of days ago. So that was a big turnaround. I wonder if other Democrat leaders, other governors, like that bozo in Illinois, what's his name?
Pritzker.
Oh. Pritzker?
They come up with the worst governors in Illinois. The worst.
Yes, they do.
There's
that, don't
there.
They?
And Chicago mayors, yeah.
And you probably heard this one already, but Trump came out and said, you're gonna release the hostages. Hamas, you're going to release the hostages. And, or they'll be hell to pay. Mm. And you know when Trump says it?
Yes.
I'll bet you they'll pay attention to that. Watch how that unfolds.
Is this like a maybe just a little remnant of the hostage situation when Carter was in office and Ronald Reagan came along?
That's what I'm thinking.
They got real smart there at the end and said, "Okay, well, let them go now. We'll see."
I'm glad that the people that were held are the hostages are alive and well. What was it, 440 days or something?
Yeah, 444.
And I saw a documentary not too long ago, and I'm glad they're alive. But you wonder, what would have happened if they didn't play ball with Reagan?
Yeah.
If he had turned it into a parking lot.
Yeah. Well, that's always the tough part with that scenario. It's collateral damage, if you will. But
sometimes paving the parking lot or paving paradise to put up a parking lot could be a good thing.
It could be. But with a hostage, it's always tough.
Yeah. Trump posted on Truth Social. In the wake of news of the American hostages still held by Hamas, one of them apparently was in fact dead. The day after Hamas released a video of another living American Israeli hostage in an effort to pressure Trump to lean on the Israeli government to make concessions. Yeah, and here's what he said. Everybody is talking about the hostages who are being held so violently, inhumanely, and against the will of the entire world in the Middle East. But it's all talk and no action. Please, let this truth, all in capital letters, serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be, in all caps, all hell to pay in the Middle East.
I think it means it.
And for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity, those responsible will be hit harder than anybody has been hit in a long time. The long and storied history of the United States of America, in all caps, release the hostages now.
Bum, bum, bum.
So we'll see. What do we got? 40-something days?
It's counting down. Wow.
Yeah. What's this about Biden? The Biden-Harris administration continues to undermine Israel's security on its way out the door.
Oh,
what? Joining France in claiming that Israel is violating the new ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon by flying surveillance drones over Beirut? Surveillance. To see where the bad guys are, to see if they're moving weapons or anything else. That's a very, very defensive armament. It's not an armament. It's not a weapon of war. It is surveillance. That is not. Now, I don't know what the language of the ceasefire is, but generally, I mean, how do you check and see if people are abiding by the so-called ceasefire? What is it? Trust but verify?
Sounds familiar.
Well, a drone is called verification.
I like it.
All right. It is 9:48 already. Can you believe it? On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Yep. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. How much pumpkin pie did you eat on Thanksgiving?
Oof.
All right. So all you have to do is call in and let us know about these great things that are happening in your life. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning. It is time for Things That Make You Smile, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts. That's why you want to call in right now. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Once again, that number is 877-975-9825. Greg, what's making you smile?
Just kind of realizing how close Christmas is and how much I love Christmas. And it's like, wow, it is almost here. We are just a couple of weeks away and just kind of looking forward to it. But then, right past that, it's hard to believe that we're looking at 2025. Is that something else?
It is, but you know, if you're looking forward, time slows down because I look at it like, when's Trump finally going to be in there?
Yes,
and it's like, you know, January 20th can't come soon enough. But
it's not
yes,
that far.
You're right. As we look up and go, what? We're December 3rd already. What? Wait, where'd that go? So you have to constantly look forward to something that you're looking forward to,
yes,
and then time will slow down.
We live longer that way?
Well,
is that how that works?
Yeah. If you think about something you don't want to do, then it'll be here tomorrow, and it'll keep the procrastinator will be tortured.
Yes. And then you can call on what's bugging you for that one. But, you know, for now, it's all about the smile part.
Yeah, things that make me smile.
Yep, I'm looking forward
to the holidays. Had a nice time visiting with my daughters.
That's
and
nice.
My grandson, Thomas, and we just had a wonderful visit and look forward to same thing Christmas time. But Robbie will be part of the gang. You know, he's my youngest.
Awesome.
And he's been off to medical school, or so we think,
or we also call
because he hasn't been complaining
Bob's
much
teacher.
We're like, is he really in school?
Oh. It's not like the teacher calls and lets you know he skipped class.
Exactly. No. So, looking forward to that.
Yep,
for sure. All right, stand by. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot. GTR, Jay-Z's luxury cannabis company, has been struggling to sell their $50 joints. The result, the rapper's business has lost nearly $500 million since it started 4 years ago. Well, that's a lot of dough or weed up in smoke. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and the family. See ya.